Good morning to you, Sten Morgan. You are an amazing guy who is a finance and economics expert. Hello. It's really nice to
speak.
Yes. Absolutely. We're really impressed with your, the fact that you applied for your dream job in an investment firm, hired on the spot, a prodigious student of the financial industry. You got your investment licenses in record time. I think you have the seven mindsets of success that you've been living your whole life. Thank God it's in a book now.
Yeah, there you go. I'm trying to develop them over time. I haven't always had them all, but trying to spread the word.
Well, you're a millennial success.
I was going to say, and you're a millennial, so we always rag on millennials, but you're a success story.
Yes, trying to change a stereotype.
That's right. So what is your secret? What have you learned that you're now helping others?
Just a mindset.
Yes.
Yep. It was fascinating to me growing up and just looking around. And I grew up single mom, three sisters, and things were always pretty difficult for us. So for a large portion of my young life, I just thought success didn't happen to people like us. It was just something you got to sit back and watch, and your whole goal in life was to just get comfortable enough and then hopefully not lose that. And then I started realizing more kind of in my early 20s that I think I was capable of more, and what does that take? I recognized that a lot of people were doing the same things but experiencing different results. And I recognized I had some good mindsets, but I also had some really unhealthy mindsets that had been formed really by just my environment growing up. And so really trying to identify what do I do well, and then what do I need to improve in order to really succeed in a rapid pace, because I didn't really want to wait 20 years to do well or be successful. So I really identified here's some mindsets I think really successful people have, and I need to develop those. And then I think I had a few already just from kind of the hard knocks of life, but really had to try to get it straight. So the goal is to say, hey, the best, most successful people are doing smart things. They have good habits and they have good skills, but what makes them really successful is really the way they think.
You say here that the mindset of conflict is a powerful tool. Would you say that your environment that you grew up in, was that more of a conflict environment that pushed you forward?
I think so. Conflict was so uncomfortable growing up. I was very confrontational. One of the chapters is about perspective, and I wouldn't take any perspective from anybody. I had four or five father figures come in and out of my life growing up, and so I felt like anybody that was in a position of authority was really out to get you. So I spent years and years just pushing back and not really taking constructive criticism or feedback from anybody. But when you can actually embrace feedback, engage in good conflict, you realize that your learning curve is rapidly accelerated because you're getting all this feedback of, hey, there's a lot I don't know, and the quicker I can learn it, the better.
You know, in our own lives, we want to control a lot of what happens to us. But you say really focus on 10% of life that you can control and let go of the other 90%. What do you mean by that? And is there an example maybe you can give us what you're talking about?
You bet. Yeah, and it's fascinating. The more I've studied this over the years, is that most of us spend our time frustrated, arguing, defending things that we really can't control. Mm-hmm. For me, this was growing up and a lot of stuff happening around me. Authority figures, coaches, people making decisions and impacting me, and I spent so much time frustrated and angry about other people's decisions that I had nothing to do with, even though they did impact me. But when I started focusing on the few things that I could actually directly impact, success quickly followed, whether that was studying more than anybody else or working harder. Those were things every day that I actually could impact versus the decisions around me, which are going to continue to happen and I have really no control over.
Don't play the victim, I guess is what you're saying. Like, you know, you can chart your own course.
Yep, and circumstances are real. I mean, all of us are impacted probably every day, positive or negative way, by people around us. Mm-hmm. So it's how do we not get hung up on that? Know how it affects us, but also know what can we directly do to change it or positively impact it.
You talk about the fact that people made decisions for you and controlling what you can. Managing time, obviously, if studying is one of those things, studying harder than other people, definitely something that you can get good at. Is that part of what sparked your success?
I think so. When I was young in this business, I think the average financial advisor is about 55 years old, and I moved to Nashville when I was 22. I couldn't really wait 10 or 15 years to be successful. I had a young family, so I had to figure out how can I become successful much quicker than most people, and part of that was just studying harder than everybody else and getting as many designations and licenses as I could to have credibility in the business.
Well, talking about these different mindsets, future self, remove your safety net, that's the second mindset. What's that about? We were talking off air about it, that you're a younger person and taking risks at a younger age, you do have time to recover. Is that part of the idea, or can you take those risks as you mature?
I think this mindset can be applied to anybody. I think it is different. If you're 20 and your decisions really impact nobody but yourself, that's easier, of course. What that meant for me is when I came to Nashville and got a great job at a top firm in the country, and I was making $100,000 a year, with my background, I felt like that was the pinnacle of success, and I was set. I then realized I think I was capable of more. I wanted to start my own business, and so my safety net at the time was this comfortable job that I felt like was my pursuit for my entire life up to that point. And so removing the safety net was this comfort that I finally achieved. I need to step out from that. The thing that I felt like was really keeping me secure was actually holding me back. So it's removing that safety net. If you're older, that could be, I've worked in a job for 25 years. I don't really like it. I've always dreamt of doing this other thing. I feel like I'm going to step out and take that risk, because we can all learn from what people are saying when they're 80 or 90 years old, reflecting on their life. And most of the time it's, I never took the risk I thought I should have. I never spent enough time with my family. And unfortunately, most people are caught in that cycle of constantly looking back and saying, oh, if I knew when I was 20 what I now know at 30, or if I knew when I was 30 now when I know when I'm 40. But let's do something about it, because if we don't proactively engage in that process, we're going to constantly have that same regret and reflection.
That's a good observation. What would you tell folks that are listening this morning that are speaking, saying yes to everything you're talking about, and they want to be successful? What's the first step that they need to make?
First, I'd say get the book, of course.
Yes. Okay, that's perfect.
Because it's coming out on July 4th. Yeah. You pick that up.
And they can order on Amazon now. I think they'd have it in a couple of days. They're kind of shipping them early. But it's really about becoming self-aware. And that's the hope of the mindsets initially, is not that you'll address them all and have healthy mindsets overnight, but it's become aware that these even exist in your life, because most people don't. As I coach people and coach other advisors and talk to people about the book, they say, you know, I didn't even know my perspective mindset was so clouded, because when people try to give me feedback, I automatically argue with them, or I'm thinking about what my rebuttal is. I'm not really good at just sitting there and listening. And so if you can develop an awareness of these mindsets first, then you can say, hey, I think this one's really holding me back. And I think a big one for millennials is that discomfort mindset. It's the thought of actually pursuing uncomfortable challenges, as opposed to letting yourself be pushed really to the path of least resistance, which is what our human nature will make us do. But for me, early on, because I pursued uncomfortable challenges and stretched myself to grow, it gets easier and easier over time to actually sit in discomfort, and that's really where greatness happens.
I like how you write here in the conclusion of your book, you say, you never arrive at success, just as you can never fully achieve your full potential. It's something that is always growing, always expanding. And that's sort of a new mindset, too. You think you're getting, like you say, you get to some comfortable spot, but really there's more to do.
Yep. And then for some people, that sounds discouraging initially. It's like, wait, this is a never attainable goal. But I think it's really about just saying, if I stretch myself or accomplish something I never thought I was able to, hey, I think I'm capable of more.
Right. It's like the game of golf. You're never going to master it. Even if you do master it, sometimes you fall off the rails or you just have a bad spell there. But yeah, it's always ongoing, and you can always improve something in your life.
Yep. That's a great example.
What are some examples of, you got this really in action? What have you seen that has this book taken off, or at least as you work through writing it and getting people involved and taking these steps? What has worked for some?
As I've spoke with groups, I think a big one that's kind of hit home, and a lot of times when I talk with people, especially business owners or advisors, they say the mindsets are great, but what can I apply tomorrow to experience some kind of success? I want to move the needle sooner. I'm the same way. I want actionable items. The discomfort mindset and the future self mindset have been really impactful. The future self is about envisioning, where do I want to be in 2 or 3 years, and then working backwards to develop actual real steps of what it takes to accomplish that. When I talk to a lot of people, they say, oh, this is what I want to be, or this is what I want to accomplish, and it sounds great, but they don't quite know yet what it would take to accomplish that. And I ask those people, well, you're telling me you want to be one of the top advisors in the country, or you want to be a great dad or a great mom, but the real question is, are you willing to do what it takes? And I think that really challenges people. I challenge people I speak with to do something uncomfortable every 30 days. It doesn't have to be a grandiose physical challenge or anything, but it's, are you proactively thinking of, I want to be growing all the time. And so I'll help people kind of put something like that in place to say, every 30 days, here's what we're going to do.
It's so so basic, and it's so common sense, but yet so many people have not achieved it. Don't you find that to be the case?
It is. I think we're all our greatest enemies at times.
Yeah.
Life gets so busy that we don't stop to reflect. And it really comes down, and I've read great books. Carol Dweck wrote a book on mindsets years ago, Stanford professor. And it's really about the most successful people are the most self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can develop an awareness of these mindsets and recognize that we don't need to defend our unhealthy mindsets because we're all shaped by our environment. We've all had difficult things in our past that maybe have clouded our mindsets. And if we can just focus on cleaning them up and keeping them clean, that's really going to be what accelerates our success.
Well, I'm online now. StenMorgan.com is your website with blog posts where you can find out some information and 10 hacks to revolutionize your success and more. And pick up this book, Seven Mindsets of Success, on July 4th. Go to Amazon now and pick that up. This is a great tool for people really to start thinking differently, isn't it?
That's the goal. Yeah, I think there's a lot of coaches out there that talk about skill sets, and I think skill sets in whatever industry you're in or just in life are important. But it's 10 people doing the same skills might have similar results, but it's the one that has the right mindsets that has 10 times the success.
Well, good luck to you,
yeah,
Sten
absolutely.
Morgan. I think you have the right idea, and moving on as far as into our future, I think you're going to continue to have great success. So
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.